January 10, 2021. The Baptism of Our Lord. A voice came from the heavens, and said, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." These words from the voice from heaven, as we heard from the Gospel of St. Mark today, emphasizes who Jesus Christ truly is. But these words also re-echo and emphasize our baptismal call as Catholic Christians. What is baptism? Why is it very important in our lives as Christians, and what is our baptismal call as Catholic Christians? Baptism, according to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, is the basis of the whole Christian life, the gateway to life in the Spirit, Vitae Spiritualis Ionua, and the door which gives access to the other sacraments. Through baptism we are freed from sin and reborn as sons of God, we become members of Christ, are incorporated into the Church and made sharers in her mission. Hence, baptism is birth into the new life in Christ. In accordance with the Lord's will, baptism is necessary for salvation, as is the Church herself, which we enter by baptism. The fruit of baptism, or baptismal grace, is a rich reality that includes forgiveness of original sin and all personal sins, birth into the new life by which man becomes an adoptive son of the Father, a member of Christ and a temple of the Holy Spirit. By this very fact the person baptized is incorporated into the Church, the body of Christ, and made a sharer in the priesthood of Christ. So through baptism we are freed from sin and reborn as sons of God, but are we freeing ourselves from sin by avoiding and fighting the temptations that come our way? Are we truly reborn as sons and daughters of God by faithfully and sincerely following Christ? Since baptism makes us members of Christ's body who are incorporated into the Church and made sharers in her mission, how are we living out our call to discipleship today? If we are really incorporated into the Church and are sharers in her mission, why don't we obey or accept the doctrine/teachings of the Catholic Church and proclaim the Gospel of Christ as required of us? Ask yourself today, am I really answering my baptismal call as a Catholic Christian? As the voice from heaven said in the Gospel reading, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased," can we convincingly say that we are God's beloved and that He is well pleased with us? My dear brothers and sisters, as the Father said to each one of us, as He did to Jesus, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased," let us be reminded that we are God's beloved children, and let us please Him by fighting the temptations that come our way, by being reborn as His sons and daughters, by becoming true and faithful members of Christ's body, who are incorporated into the Church and made sharers in the Catholic Church's mission. Amen. For more, visit us at www.revfico.com. Remain Godful and stay blessed.